Here on KSOM, as we get ready for high school volleyball tonight, as Exira HK takes on CAM, joining us now is the head coach for Exira HK Spartans, Derek Reischauer. And, Coach, how do you feel about your volleyball team coming into this matchup against the Cougars?
Oh, we've got some good things going on here lately. We've got a five-game winning streak here. It's sitting in second place in the conference. So, good things happening lately.
Good. What has been the reason for optimism here as of late? What's been going great?
Oh, just, you know, we've got a really young team. And so just getting those younger girls playing time, getting them some experience. You know, we came into the season, we lost one of our primary setters there. Well, we lost both of our primary setters from last year. So we had to find a new setter, and Zoe Rasmussen took that role over. She's really coming along really nicely, which has helped us kind of settle into some things and getting some good attacks.
Well, what has she done to settle into that position? She has 347 assists so far.
Well, she's never set before, you know, at any level. So it's just a matter of experience, matter of practicing, you know, just getting used to our hitters where they like it, you know, the tempos we like to run. So, yeah, it's just been time and experience for her.
And just tell me about Jalen and Taryn Peterson and how they continue to, you know, excel. I mean, Jalen's having a monster year, 223 kills, and Taryn's not that far behind. She had 156, and they both also are leading you in digs as well. So, I mean, they're so versatile as athletes, and they could do so much.
Yeah, you know. Jalen's in her fourth year as a starter. Taryn's in her third year as a starter. And, you know, both their entire careers, they've both been six rotation girls. So they're used to playing everywhere, doing everything. And, you know, coming into the season, we kind of looked at, you know, what we could do offensively. And we kind of figured that we're going to have to move those two kind of around. You know, a lot of teams are going to focus on them as far as, you know, what the other teams want to do defensively against us. So we just try to move them around to different spots, you know, offensively, whether it's middle, left, back row, whatever it might be, to get them some good opportunities, set some swings.
About a month ago, you lost in three sets to Coon Rapids Bayard. And then in your next match, about 5 days later, you beat Woodbine in five. And that sort of started this streak. What was it about that Woodbine match that you felt like, you know, to win a big match like that, that seems to have turned things around? How would you say that match helped and in what ways did you feel like you gained momentum from that?
Well, Woodbine's a good team. And coming into that match, we'd lost, like you said, we lost to Coon, but before that we'd lost some matches that maybe we felt that we could have won. And I think our girls, you know, in that Woodbine match, we were down two sets to none. And after that second set, I think we had, you know, just a little bit of a talk and said, you know, we've got to find ways to pull these tight sets and these tight matches out. We've got to get some things changed around. And I think it was just kind of willpower. You know, I think some of our girls set the tone and said, we're not going to lose this. And the others followed. And it's just kind of carried on through the rest of our conference season here.
So what are going to be the main challenges with CAM?
Well, they've got a little bit of size to them. They do have some good blockers there and the James girl and the Rich girl. And, you know, Fallman girl, she can set anywhere from anywhere. I know they're running a little bit of her at the hitter position as well. But now they've got some athleticism. They've got some size. It is a rivalry. You know, our girls know their girls know our girls, so there's not going to be a whole lot that we don't know about each other. So, you know, it's just going to be a tough challenge. They're always, you know, like I say, athletic and tough-minded. So we got to come focused and ready for a tough match.
And just overall, this is an opportunity to set your team up for the stretched run. I mean, the regional brackets are going to be coming out later this week. I believe this will probably be your last match before that happens. You have the Rolling Valley Conference Tournament and in the playoffs. So how do you think, from that standpoint, is this a match that maybe can, you know, shoot your team off towards the home stretch of the season?
Well, yeah, and I think we've been on that home stretch here for a little while as well. I think we're playing some pretty good volleyball. We played our best match of the year probably, last week against Boyer Valley. So, I think we're on that path, and, we obviously want to continue it. We've got, like you said, camp tomorrow night. We do have a match with Atlantic next week, and then we've got the Rolling Valley tournament. So, yeah, it's that time of year where we've got to be sharp in all phases of our game. We've got to be doing as well as we can everywhere. So, yep, it's time to get things going.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck in this match against Cam. Thanks so much.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Derek Reichauer, head coach for Exaggerated HK Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.